Neither were simply just begging some rice and dal to feed ourselves.
Time to discuss. In fact, some of them feel that it's very unique.
Unique it is. But you have no such before that before. They have taken God as something which takes to many years. Especially the rascal Darwin theory. People are animals. And they are saying that you are animals. My father was monkey. Very easy. The rascal has convinced them that your father, grandfather, was monkey. And you are sad. Well done, you are. How I became a star of white and blue, son of a man. How much love this rascal Darwin has done. The monkey has become man. But it's a
nonsense.
Hmm? It's nonsense. Pure nonsense is that so. How much havoc we have done to the human. The grand doctor, the Darwin. And he is taking the basic principle of anthropology. The whole world is in it. So, all scientists, by combined meeting, this is Peter, this is Darwin, all this is modified. Long ago, before that time, yeah? Nobody knows how long. In the Padma Purana, it says, Dhammadhi Jiva Jati. You know this one?
Yeah.
Dhammadhi. There are different forms of bodies of jiva. That is also stated. Jalajana Vrakshani, Thavara Vrakshani, Kachsavara, generally, from water. That you have a distinction. This is something. As soon as there is some reservoir of water, after some day, must be there some, feel be some. Many other bugs and germs will come. Jalaya. And the number is of given. Navaloka. In this way, Dhammadhu is Jivaja. The soul, the living entity, he is wondering Jiva Jati. Then he gets the human form. The evolution is there. And 5,000 years ago, Krishna Prasad Dehantara Prasad. What is nonsense? Darwin will tell us. Russell. We have already come in, right? Jiva Jati, they are already existing, one after another. Thing, passage, what is it now? What is it? The monkey is there, your father is there. Monkey. What is monkey is missing? Your father, grandfather, you know? So why you have got this body? Anyway, you can say, they change your body from monkey to man. So these so-called scientists, they are hovering for some false understanding. Now this is science. We welcome this science. And accept the living entity to completely depend on the aided physical or chemical or mental. This is the problem. Then they will understand what about this spiritual. Actually, the spirit soul is the basis of all activity. Jiva Jiva Mahavaya, Devam Bhagavad. Actually, because the living entity is there. All activity are going on. Who would have taken care of this garden unless there was a limit? Not that all of a sudden the brick had developed to the garden, found. What is it not? Such as I tell you, scientifically, Chance is science.
So we are proving that all their theories are wrong,
yeah.
One by one.
Yeah, little.
And that
why one should be kept in darkness in the name of science? फिरी जाओ ज्ञान खरे सरस्वती ज्ञान खरे जदाशती ज्ञान खर पूरा बार देखना है वहीं से भी सपरेट देखना है हिम्मत देखती है With extension keep the whole human society in suppressed knowledge.
For money.
Cheating.
I saw a newsletter issued by the International Society for the Study of the Origin of Life from Chemicals. They just had an international meeting in Japan last April, this April. I'm a member, so they send me a newsletter called Newsletter, International Newsletter for the Origin of Life. And they have very interesting schemes. The next meeting is in 1981. That's in Israel. That's settled. So we thought. I was actually thinking of presenting a paper this last meeting, but somehow time was a little too short for us. So we are thinking of presenting some papers in that international meeting. It's a whole scientific community all over. So I thought it would be very interesting to present our viewpoint and make it very strong. We are very small in number, but the thoughts will be very challenging to all of them, especially mathematics and physics and chemistry together. And they write, they will place, they have also a journal called the Journal of the Origin of Life. And there they write only about chemicals. And everything is just like a story. We make it a fairy tale, instead of a molecular fairy tale. And it's very appropriate that all our stories from that came out, things that might be like this, possible about 4.5
million years ago. They're making stories. They're going to the moon planet.
Yeah, they're making stories about everything.
A small toy, Sputnik, background, description, and photograph.
That article, Moon Hoax?
All back about it?
No, there's an article that was published in the paper in America called Moon Hoax. I'll show that article.
What is it, in Time magazine?
No, there's some newspaper, weekly newspaper from Pennsylvania.
No, they're a company, they came to us. Your theory, they're present. They're assigned to you there. So
called
science.
Oh, yeah, from there.
They have got all toys. Take photographs.
I want to make a movie.
I have also a feeling that in the last, since about 5 years ago, the scientists, though they were very arrogant about 10 years ago, sense of feeling that making a little bit on the humble side, they are not as arrogant as they used to be about let's say 10 years ago. We can talk these things in the West, but now since they promise all these things, and up till now actually we have all those things that they promised about 10 years ago, now nothing is happening. So they're making a second thought that maybe whatever they thought is all wrong. So it's very timely that we present our philosophy and science just in the right of time.
Now they will think twice.
This movement is very dangerous. You'll see. First they thought we were simply some people clapping cymbals. Now they're beginning to feel the weight. Inside.
That's like Sinabakya. The Sutta of Krishna is a small child. When he was up, he became as heavy as a mountain. And then he could not go up. Then he wanted to snatch the child and pray. But the child wrapped the neck of Sinabakya and took away. He could not. The result was that he fell down like that. And the child was killed.
So the same way, Western civilization will fall down and die, and we will go unchanging.
I guess I'm the very leading scientist in the world, on our side, at least few, let's say about three, that's enough. Because
that I am asking.
And that must have come from the United States.
Yes. You have got enough material to convince. You are not blind.
Why do they have to come to the United States?
Well, people nowadays suspect anything comes from the States. That's a fact. sometimes all the leading scientists of the world are in the States. Even if they are coming from other countries, they all get together in the States. Everybody goes there. So something is coming from the States, the normally respected by all the leading men all over the world. That is why I want to attack the United States with my last, building up momentum from all over, and to make a strong presentation in the States.
So that was my policy to go and make it and come back. And actually, it was so happy. You would have done it. Unless I would have lost the United States. You would. They have money, they have land, they are helping you. That's a plan.
Yeah.
And that was my aim.
You tried here first.
And then you left here. What's that time? Neither I wanted to go to London. New York, I think.
Anyone else would have gone to London.
Mm-hmm. Yes, to go to some country, you go to England. I didn't like it. I thought I could go to New York.
Very modern thinking.
Everybody is attracted to go to the States nowadays. Even I was attracted when I had a choice to go any place in the world because I got a scholarship from the Indian government, overseas scholarship. I could study in any part of the world, and I could also choose any school I like. Then I told in the interview board in Delhi, there was a man from England at that time. That was before I left. And I told him that I don't want to go to England. Exactly, so he was a little offended.
Mm-hmm.
But, nowadays all students, scholars, going outside means going to the States. That is their
living facility. I am a good expector.
Yes, I'm sure that the scientists, some of the leading scientists, will accept.
I therefore say America is my father. India is my mother.
It's in the normal dealing also, the Americans are very friendly. Very nice actually in general. When I studied in California, I was a stranger, but everybody looked like a friend. They deal very different from England. England is very conservative. They don't say hello and it's different.
England, not the number one. What? False testy. In that respect, other countries are different. They are the British Empire. They are still pop. That is still there to continue British Empire. Now they are earning money for eating, saying British Parliament. There is no business.
They make money by tour of the Parliament House.
Shopkeepers. Parliament has become a shop. Artificially, they maintain an atmosphere of aristocracy. I talked to some of the lords. I've lost all prestige. I belong to them. The priestly order, the lord's family, I talked to them.
Actually, you gave it up as useless. You talk with those priestly orders. I remember you concluded this is a waste of time. They're not at all priestly.
They're no intelligence.
Clarify a point that the other day I was discussing with this Professor Kundu, the director of Nuclear Research Institute.
Professor Kundu is a veteran.
Oh, yes, he's the director. He works on the nature of consciousness. It's great interest in Bhagavad Gita.
Was he in Scottish Temple?
I don't know his background.
I think, you know, there was some Kundu.
He looks like in his 60s.
Oh, then. No, then.
We were discussing about life, and he was talking about the Gita that Krishna is within the atom. Krishna is within the atom.
Atom is matter, and within atom, there is God.
Yes.
There is God.
But the point was that
within the atom, fully analyzed within the atom.
And then the rest of Paramanu is the answer.
So the point was that there is light within the atom. But that life is not, the consciousness is not developing to the extent that...
That is very natural. Just like in a child, there is life. But it is not consciousness, it is not life. That does not mean there is no life. that we can keep daily ourselves. The same child, when he's grown up, a changed body, his energy will be. So, what is different? Different, when you are a child in this body, the consciousness is not developed. And when you transplant in another body, his consciousness. This is fine.
So,
the end, there is life.
There's life in the end. In any material.
Yes.
But we wanted to avoid that.
In the physical combination of atoms, in combination of life.
In order to make a distinction between life and matter, especially to the material scientific community. We were thinking of presenting in the manner that matter, though in the spiritual sense, there's nothing like matter, but still, this matter...
Well, there is no matter name. Matter develops on spirit. Without spirit, there is no existence of them. This way, spirit means consciousness. You see, in this finger, here is consciousness. And in this way after, there is no consciousness. This nail. But the nail has grown from the skin. So therefore, from consciousness, unconsciousness. Not that from unconsciousness, consciousness.
Very good example.
Unconsciousness means absence of consciousness.
Unconsciousness also means no life?
Hmm?
Does it also mean no life?
Yes. Origin is consciousness. When there is forgetfulness, there is nothing. So, unconsciousness is covering of life. The devil of this world. There is no such thing as unconsciousness. That only consciousness is power, but that is unconsciousness. Negate.
That becomes matter.
Yeah. That is same matter.
So the distinction
is absence of consciousness is matter. Jar.
You say covered consciousness.
Hmm?
Covered consciousness.
The Shri Prabhupada, the body is matter, but still it is conscious.
Hmm?
The body is matter, but still it is conscious.
Hmm.
As long as I am alive. So that means life is consciousness. So
the distinction that we are making is still proper, that matter is the inferior part of that absolute truth. And life is the superior part. And without being manipulated, that
superior creature?
Yeah. But what are spirit? In the sense,
everything is spirit. Sarvam kaludam brahma. Therefore, I say there is no matter. Only matter means, as the spirit is, not discovered. When people are rascal, then there is no matter. When people are intelligent, there is no matter. Sattvam kaludam brahma. Jab Maya declares that you are thinking you are not God, that is Maya. This is kirtan going on. You do not understand why it is kirtan. Any topics on Krishna, that is kirtan. Avamad bhaiyasa ki kirtan. By Yashati, Sundar Goswami, he became perfect by kirtan. What kind of kirtan did he do?
Bhagavad discussion.
Okay. You are thinking simply by drums and padra, the kirtan. Anything we do here, yeah. There is no material connection with kirtan. We are not talking for happy, increase our business and enjoy woman and wine. There is not our business. Yaduttama sloka gunanuvarnam. We are trying to establish Krishna. Yaduttama sloka gunanuvarnam. That is it. Shivanam, Kirtan and Vishnu.
Shivanam, Krishna and Vishnu.
Let's explain this.
The other day when I went from Delhi to Calcutta in a plane, I happened to sit with Dr. Chatterjee, Oshima Chatterjee, from Calcutta University.
Mm-hmm.
She's a lady, woman, but she's a very well-known international scientist she has become. Her name is Oshima Chatterjee. And I never saw her, though I was studying side by side in the next building, Calcutta University. She discovered some drug, that's why she became famous. And she's also a member of the scientific and Council of Scientific and Industrial Research all over India, and also a member of University Grants Commission. So she told me that she went to for a meeting to attend in Delhi. And there was also an engineer who was sitting in between me and the her, and I was discussing about our plan about scientific conference on Krishna consciousness. He was also Bengali from Calcutta. Then somehow she became very interested in hearing about our talk. I was explaining that how science is misleading, thinking that life can be chemical. And I was describing about how life can be non-chemical and non-physical. So Chatterjee immediately joined the talk, and I immediately recognized that she must be Chatterjee. So I asked, are you Dr. Chatterjee? I never saw her before, but I just guessed right. She was Dr. Oshima Chatterjee, and we became very interested in the talk. And then she was completely agreeing to our discussion that life is something spiritual beyond physical chemistry. So she actually invited me to come and give a talk in the chemistry department at Calcutta University. And so I said that we're coming back with our scientific group from Krishna Consciousness, and would like to present the philosophy in the chemistry department. So like that, there are many
record at least some
very favorable, and a person like that, there's Krishna's mercy, that never saw her before, but just happened to be in the right time. And she thought that whatever is thinking in Western thought about this Darwinian philosophy is also wrong. So I requested her that it is your duty or responsibility as a leading scientist, at least, to also present this knowledge. You only accept that whatever knowledge is coming from the West, especially in the science, you accept that it is the ultimate. Why don't you also present this genuine scientific knowledge of the Gita as a factual science? That way, our knowledge is serving properly. She said yes. She actually felt the necessity, and she was actually praising a lot about Krishna consciousness, that such things are being discussed, you know, Krishna consciousness society. And she had great hope that if this can be pushed on, and actually the philosophy can be very accepted in the scientific community. So I requested her also to help us in different capacities. You can write articles. We are publishing in this journal, the Vijnanam. You can print it. You can publicize more and more presentation of Vedic scientific knowledge. So like that, I want to generate some momentum among the living Indian scientists to our side. and it will be very helpful. Elephant is also their responsibility, duty.
Great duty, great duty.
I told the same thing to this Professor Kundu. Mm-hmm. So you know all these things, but you just been silent. You never speak out. You only accept that whatever quantum theory is coming from the West, there is only knowledge, scientific knowledge. What about this aspect? They all...
San Jagadish all in
there. Yes. That is why we want actually to have some very strong discussion in both.
You wanted to give to the Western world the very life and plan. The same Vedic knowledge. There are no Western.
I think you mentioned in one of your books that he has proved that the plants are also have feelings.
Mm-hmm. That is his contribution. He is the first plant. Mm-hmm.
Did you know him, Srila Prabhupada?
Mm-hmm. But I have seen him in China in a 10-12 years. Very intelligent man, short stature. This Marconi theory is useful. The awareness, the field distance, they are stolen. It is well and gave ready to Martin. You are very sad.
That everybody knows.
Yeah?
That everybody knows.
His wellness system is his system. You are very sorry. The British government stole his idea and gave it ready to Martin. They always wanted to minimize the value of India. If they are not civilized, we are present here to make them.
Very good. The English were expert in diplomacy.
Yes, they are great.
That Dr. Sharma here, he was saying that the English, they took advantage of, I forget, it was one of the Chandangapanit or one other book about military ruling. Some book that they had, and every one of them would have a copy of it. It was translated into English. They all keep a copy of it on their desk. How to subdue by diplomacy and politics. They were all told to learn this book.
Tam Lam Ved.
Speaking of the title of our conference is Bhaktivedanta Vigyan Conference in K.R. Vrindavan. Or
they don't take it fast, but Bhaktivedanta is not a Vigyan.
It's a scientific conference.
It may be, but they will take it lightly.
You will take it lightly, Sir Prabhupada?
Mm-hmm. Because what you will understand is not the science.
You're about science,
no, this should be Bhakti Vedanta Vigyan Conference. That includes everything.
Yes, that's it.
I have taken that idea because in the States, in the United States, there's a conference called Gordon Conference. Mm-hmm. And it's I want to develop this in the future as a regular feature of our movement. Organize this conference all over the world. Mm-hmm. We'll title it as Bhakti Vedanta Vigyan Conference. And it involves all sources of knowledge. Mm-hmm. Just like Gordon Conference, they have a meeting in Boston in August, yeah, in chemistry. And Gordon Conference is in all fields, in physics, chemistry, in humanities. It is very respected in all over academic world. So we also wanted to generate a spiritual scientific conference on along this line. And if you can make it
locally and spiritual.
So is the title sound not so attractive to the Prabhupada?
Yes. They may not
take it seriously.
Yes, personally. Vedanta means last knowledge. Vedanta is there.
Yeah.
And this last knowledge is bhakti. Hmm. Then what's Vedanta is more scientific.
They should learn the real meaning of Bhakti Vedanta. Mm. They may take it wrong, but we should teach them what is the real meaning, that it is scientific. You always point out that sometimes people say that Bhakti is sentimental, but where is there a more scientific person than Jiva Goswami, more philosophical?
This is the last stage of knowledge. Dhamma Bhuta Pudam Nagmati. When we surpass all these stages, then Bhakti Mera Pudam. This is the last part of knowledge. Jasmin Vidyate Sabam Vidam Vidyatam Bhavati. So, unless you understand the Supreme Power, Krishna, there is no knowledge. And if you understand Krishna, then you understand everything. There is no vidyata. Sarvam idam vidyatam bhavati. Krishna says, Aham Arya Devana. Sarvasya Prabhava Matta Sarvam Prabhasya. You understand Krishna? And how Krishna can you understand? Bhaktyama Amudhyana. No other way. You cannot understand any other way. That will be the answer.
The reaction from that Dr. Professor Kundu, as soon as I say Bhakti Vedanta, he immediately realized that this is the personal aspect, deals with personalism or Vaishnava philosophy. So it is also a good effect on those who have some meaning, know some meaning about it. So we can make it
unless there is personal conception, there is no question of bhakti. Mm. Bhakti means the way to understand the person. Bhakta mamavyam. Mam is person. Aham mam. Vague idea, Brahma. Distributed idea, Paramatma. And the personal idea can be applied. This is Bhakti Mama Vijayana. It is not impersonal, not scattered, particular person. When Yasodhara was allowing her child to suck bread, the child went, and then Yasodhara was enjoying the beautiful place, patting. But all of a sudden she saw within the mouth the whole universe. Immediately she became distracted. Yeah, another danger is coming. She is not concerned with Krishna's expansive gorgeous. She is only concerned with his person. She didn't disturb. What is in nonsense? Again, something is not in danger. Let me remember Nara. He said, my child, the personal conception is so strong. That he disliked to see God as opulent and Savitri.
Therefore, transcends Gyan.
That is Gyan.
It's so scientific, it's very difficult to also describe it. He said in a scientific language.
What do you have to do?
We are describing that life or Atma as such. Sometimes there are so many experiments. So that I know that there is life. So we are proposing that yes, the experiment is Bhakti Yoga.
Another example can be given. Suppose a man is hyper-dressed. Now, his mother is feeding him, sitting down. And if the son said, you know, let me taste like hyper-dressed. And then I shall eat. Will the mother like it? No, that's not true. You become hypnotized.
Once I gave a lecture at Emory University in a scientific community. And I tried to introduce this Bhakti Yoga in a scientific language and found it difficult, but I tried to bring the idea by comparing that an electron, in order to study an electron, we actually take advantage of a field where an electric current can be generated. Otherwise, the property of electron cannot be studied in a scientific experiment. Similarly, we established that Atma, being non-physical and non-chemical, is spiritual and is also has personal character. We must take advantage of a personal feature where one can have direct relationship between this individual Atma and there should be also a Supreme Atma. And the relationship of the study of this will be the experimental study. And that experiment is Bhakti Yoga.
That's what I'm trying to say. The living being is a sample of God. Instead of living being, it's a sample of God.
Actually, it's very true and also very scientific to propose this simile because life being non-material, the
Vedic words, nitya, nitya, nam, ketana, ketana, nam. But what is the difference? The difference is that eka is so important, that he is the source of everything. And he is maintaining this bhavana. That is, both of them quality the same. But one is maintaining, others are being maintained. One is predominator, others are predominated. That is. Asra, Dita. So therefore, when you come to the Asra, and that is perfect.
We are all Vishaya. Every living entity is Vishaya, and Krishna is the only Asra.
But everybody is making believe that they're ashraya, trying to gain the worship of others. False ashraya.
All these religious leaders, they want to become ashraya. Gandhi wanted to be ashraya. And he was getting ground. You are busy, you are trying to ask her. Can you educate them? That is false theory, my own.
I was doing a class once.
Bhopati, do you know the Asta? What is that song?
And then last line, Bhakti Vinod Ashraya. Yeah, the spiritual master is a shelter.
No. Spiritual master is under the shelter.
This is spiritual master is also Vishaya.
Part. Everyone is Vishaya, Asra. Ultimate Asra is Krishna. Matta Pradaram Nanda. There is no more superior.
Can we say that because the spiritual master is taking shelter of Krishna, he is also.
Therefore, he is Asra.
Ma Om Vishnu.
Electrified. Tatkal Bhavitena Samasya Sarkari Yukpushta Sarabhavya Kintu Prabhuja Priya Ivata Priya Vita. Therefore, you can act as Asra. Ashray Laiya Bhaje Krishna Nahi Tare Taji Arsa Morya Pa. Nartam Rakha. Ashray Laiya Bhaje Krishna Tare Nahi Tare Arsa Morya Pa. Arsa simply was thinking.
the mental episode of the inquirer or of the seeker in this bhakti process. He also said it plays a very important role in understanding this relationship between the jiva or individual life, atma and paramatma, these two relationships. So we propose that since it is based on psychological interactions, willing, feeling and thinking, so the attitude should be on the should be humble, and it should not be arrogant, and it should feel the limitations. And actually we try to bring all the brahmanical qualities in order to study this bhakti yoga on a scientific manner, and we present it like that briefly in the scientific community, and it was mildly accepted. They are just thinking that
they are from the society. They must be qualified by it. We all rascals, sudras, etc.
It's like in an experiment, in a scientific experiment. We have so many conditions.
Yes. That's this morning I will say. Balayu anayorinam. Brahmana guru. Bring the book.
Thank you.
Tangi Brahma Vidhan says. Gargumuni is addressed by Nandamaya. Tangni Brahma Vidhan Balaya Anayu Nidhan Brahmana Vidhan. Eighth chapter. Very much. Read there. Left.
Tvam hi brahmavidam shreshta saṃskāraṁ kartum arhasi bālayor anayor nṛṇāṁ janmanā brahmano guruh.
Janmanā brahmano guruh. As soon as you take birth, Brahman is your guru. So where is Brahman? Sadhidhanatman, the guru may go with it. Where is the guru? Therefore, the society is cast from you. As soon as you take birth, Kavyak of Brahman. Is it much of Brahman? Tell Krishna says, Shatun Bandhan Maya says, is it much of Brahman? Otherwise, what is human? The animal society. The animal society is there, clever. How jackals and tigers and this animal, that animal. Brahman. This is the first time attempted doing that. It must be Brahman. This is the Brahman. We do not know the aim of life. How it should be organized, what kind of members there should be. No knowledge. The first challenge is your brain is filled up with tools. You do not know. thousand society is dead. Killed. Janvana Brahmana.
सभी बराव शक्कर ही संस्कृत तो पुरुष अपुन सारा जीवी पुष पुष में जैसे सो मच पहले में सिमेशन होम बाय होम सभी बराव शक्कर ही जैसे नेस्टिमेशन बाय द डॉग्स एंड हॉग्स एंड कैमल्स एंड कैट्स एक्चुअली देर नो बोली Public is dog, hog, camel, and they are selecting one leader. So what is the big? Another big bull, another big camel, another big ass. That's all. Kabir Bara. Yuga-sangha is a big animal. These leaders, they are only big animals. They find the jungle, a lot. A very powerful that does it mean that is human being? It's an animal. Maybe an elephant, a lion. But it's not even. A human child is more important than his land. It doesn't matter that the human child is taken out of his land and immediately killed or carried. That doesn't make the land very important. Yoga is a big portion.
So the Brahmanical qualifications are prerequisites to conduct this bhakti experiment. That's why we want to bring it indirectly, even in a scientific lecture, by making similes with normal conditions necessary to do any experiment. So make it a conditions necessary. Otherwise, you cannot just do experiment without fulfilling this
requirement.
Dr. Kapoor, your godbrother, is an article that was published in Back to Godhead. So he proves that spirit can be brought out of matter, providing that the bhakti, the Brahmin, the person develops Brahminical qualities to the point of purity. And he uses the example of Prahlad Maharaj, that because Prahlad Maharaj had developed such a pure love for Krishna, Krishna came out of the material element, the pillar, and proved himself, here is God. So spirit came right out of matter. So Dr. Kapoor used the point that if you want to see spirit, qualify yourself, then you'll be able to see spirit. You can make spirit come right out of matter.
Actually, that's a good example, that the one that we are using, same simile, in order to study this, since life being non-physical, so the experiment also has to be non-physical, not that directly we observe, just like any other material experiment. So those conditions necessary have to be fulfilled in order to conduct this experiment. And so they become very quiet. The audience doesn't become serious, at the same time quiet. Let them think. Yes, these things are part of the twin thinking. And at very high level, that it, since these experiments are non-physical, the conditions necessary must be very subtle, and because the diet that one eats also plays a very important role, and the brain has to be very clean, and the habit must be very clean. Otherwise, these experiments
are not clean. It is called are not clean. It is. Hello, Sadhya, Hello, Sadhu, Sangha, Hello, Ramanjya, are not clean. It is.
mercifully given us so many wonderful instructions to go about. We can develop the direction of it.
Very easy. I can suggest fundamental thing to you. Then you can do it. As you have already been accepting this sense.
Oh, yes.
Bose Institute has developed.
They have, they are doing many kinds of research on life. They are specializing on life sciences. But they have also been taken away by the Western ideas. So, first of all, when I went, actually there is a professor called Professor Patak in the Science College. He was my former teacher, so he took me along. So it makes things very easy because he knew all of them. And he had great appreciation for us, Dr. Patak. He's a professor, full-time professor, and he knew all these friends. The scientists there. First of all, Dr. Patak introduces me. He's from the International Society of Krishna Consciousness. He's a former student, but now fully engaged in scientific Krishna Consciousness. So they thought he's some sort of religion. Then, no, he's not speaking about religion. He's speaking about the science of life and about the fundamental principles of life and matter. And it's their origin. Then they changed their little outlook, yes. Then they became they opened up their mouth and then started talking. Then once they start talking, then we can generate some platform where we can actually discuss. This Amitabh Sen is a professor in Boston Institute. First of all, he asked my qualification. Said, what do I have? Then I studied in the States and I had this degree and I was working in this line. And actually, I told him all the sophisticated experiments that we did when I was studying. And he was very impressed with those ideas or experiments that I did, which they don't do here. Then he asked me, first of all, he was interested how you become, how you left those things. And become a devotee of Krishna. Then at that point, I got the opportunity to explain how science is an attempt to see the unknown laws of nature. In other words, to find at least the ultimate cause or the absolute truth. Vaguely, it's an attempt, at least among those highly thoughtful scientists, they think like that. So, but we are seeing at this stage of our scientific age that science is not giving those answers. Rather, science is failing. We thought that people like this, that, and so many experiments and so much knowledge we uncovered, but we do not know anything about life. So there are limitations of this scientific knowledge. So, there must be something higher. It cannot be the finishing stage at this moment. So there must be something higher than beyond this that we know so far. And that is why I was interested in knowing more about the principles of life. It cannot be just coming momentarily for some time and staying and looking at family and making some false prestige. And that cannot be the ultimate. There must be something higher then he became understood what I meant, and he accepted, yes, it's true that he agreed, yes, we are not, the knowledge that we have is not able to give all the answers. In fact, science doesn't know anything about life, but we are living this most important knowledge of life, and just studying something garbage in the name of scientific knowledge. So he became very interested. That's why he took me an hour. So I just showed him about 5 minutes. He gave me, then extended about an hour. It's a very interesting talk, and he became very impressed with the ideas about Bhagavad Gita. And Dr. Kundu asked me, "What shloka are you using from Bhagavad Gita?" Then I was describing what Nainam Sindam Disastrani, Nainam Dahati Pavaka. We were developing that on a scientific language. And he was very impressed with our presentation of our the nature of consciousness and quantum physics. So they thought that this is very unique, and they never thought that this could be done. They have great respect for Srila Prabhupada also. Said that they have read Bhagavad Gita as it is. And they actually accepted that and developed a lot of scientific thoughts appropriating with our current scientific trend from Bhagavad Gita. So once they have that feeling developed properly, then yes, it's unlimited scientific knowledge. It's all Srila Prabhupada's mercy that all these people are getting at least a second thought. Been born in this material world, just been carried away by some sort of temporary knowledge without really knowing what the real knowledge is behind. But now by Prabhupada's mercy, they've been given the opportunity also to think about it.
You have proper classroom to understand what is further. Monkey cannot understand what is further. Bandaralala and Muktamala. Just like Mother Sita, when Hanuman approached, she gave us what is necessary. One who knows Parvati, and one does not know Parvati. Any act in the all Krishna desire that you are combined for that. Yeah, it is my duty, so it's very important. Now, it is true. Value of power is that this way. All pure is bogus gap. Basic principle to talk with high-grade scientists.
Yes. Yes.
But I dare to approach them because I am confident that what I am presenting is solid. There's no mistake. is also. Devil said, maybe, may not. No. Life cannot come from that. Never. Ignorance by taking time. We have to distribute knowledge. False knowledge. Simply from future hope. Durasaya. Misled by blindness. We want to save the human society from this catastrophe. It is our noble desire. Why is it to be made in God? Kani, Jani, Dhoni. Should be just like some professor in Bangalore. They are trying to expose the Sai Baba. Why? Because they are trying to deny. They are protesting. Why these rascals should keep on doing that? Is that? The same as Sai Baba, don't you understand?
No, no, you lose it out there. Same tricks, he does the same.
He is happening.
He's a juggler, magician.
Maharishi Yogi is also almost finished.
Almost.
Nobody takes seriously now. I saw an article just a few weeks ago about Maharishi Yogi, how he's he has not been accepted. Rather decreasing. Many others leave him. They just fed.
You bother.
Rishikesh, when he saw how strongly you were preaching, especially to some of his student teachers, he sent a message that as you are not feeling well, you should take complete rest. He was a little worried. Baba was preaching so strongly in Rishikesh. He was there also.
Oh, why is he?
Yeah.
He wanted to invite me. I didn't like him.
sent a message that you should take complete rest and not do any preaching.
Recently, I saw a book in Boston. It was from England, that book. The title is called The Origin of Johnny. Johnny is the name of a little boy. And
Johnny Walker.
And it is very interesting, that book. That was this is The Origin of Species. That was Darwin's book. This was the modern version of Darwin's book. Because this book is full of nice colors. All molecules, DNA and all these nice modern-looking molecules. And then they say the start, in the beginning, it starts like this. In the beginning, there was a big blank. There was a blank, there was a void. Everything was blank. And the way it started, it was, the forward was given by this scientist called Crick. Watson, Crick is in Cambridge, and Watson is in Harvard. So these two men were the men who discovered the structure of this DNA molecule that they thought that might be life, and they got Nobel Prize for this. And Crick was writing first page, saying that this is the way that we have understood about life. But everything was started like that, from blank and blank, blank, and then. Somehow all these molecules get together and then became Johnny later on. And we can make a nice story out of it. They make such a story that sometimes they make the little children believe and thought that it might be the fact.
Fairy tales.
Yeah, so we titled. It's called Chemical Evolution, a Molecular Fairy Tale. And we have developed. We also have a little chapter called Intellectual Dishonesty among the scientists. He said, let's be honest about it. See, these things are not scientific.
This is intellectual dishonesty. They produce. Goodness and going to the moon in the laboratory.
Yes.
And then it is exposed, moon hoax. This is interesting. There are many things. One thing was, what is that? A big monkey.
King Kong.
They are producing chemical laboratory. Studio.
Yeah.
And the monkey plant.
And they showed him going up and down the Empire State Building.
And it was so interesting. It gathered so many public to see.
Now they have another one, King Kong Returns. Still it's very popular. They made another one where they go into the human body. They make the man very small. And then they send him on a trip through the human body. And he's fighting with germs. He gets attacked by germs. The whole thing is very believable.
Is that Frankenstein?
Frankenstein?
We gave a lecture in Gainesville, Florida, for last year. So Omanendra made a nice poster about our lecture. I don't know if you remember, Frankenstein or Einstein, and describing about a little bit about our talk that light cannot come from matter, and we made a nice poster all over the campuses. Some came in the temple. We also get the university in a physics class called Physics for Skeptics, the title of the class. That's very interesting.
Now it is clear.
Yeah.